Okay, can you please tell me your name and what it is you're doing in Glasgow today?
Yep, I'm Sean McGee, I'm a reporter for Citizen Relay and I'm covering the Olympic torch as it passes by Kelvin Grove Museum.
So what have you all seen today? What's the reception in Glasgow like?
It's a very mixed reception in Glasgow. There's a lot of bunting posters up around, especially at the Kelvin Grove, where they've put on a lot of live acts inside the museum. A lot of the shops are getting involved by putting a lot of posters up, handing away free stuff. But at the same time, I felt a lot of people in Glasgow aren't aware of the event itself.
Okay, so have you felt like people have been wanting to speak to you, or have people been unwilling to speak to you about it?
Yeah, people have been very willing to speak about it, but one thing I have noticed that not a lot of people knew of the actual date of the event. A lot of people maybe knew about the event itself, had read about it, had seen it, but didn't actually know that it was going to happen on this date and what was actually happening today, what had been planned for celebrations. There might be a bigger turnout at George Square. I think we spoke to a woman that organised the event, and she said they're looking at 16,000 people turning up. So maybe later tonight we'll see more of a reaction to the event itself, but at the moment I don't think there's been much happening around Glasgow either.
What reason do you think this is, what reason is there for that, do you think?
I don't know. Like, if the date of the event itself hasn't been really publicised, I don't think I've seen it a lot myself that the date's going to be today. But I'm sure there are a lot of people that aren't looking to find out the date, whereas they just knew it was going to be passing through. So I think as the day goes on and they hear more about it, and such as Twitter, the way Citizen Relay are trying to publicise the event using the hashtag Citizen Relay, I'm sure that a lot more people will get involved, and maybe towards the end of the night in the West End and up at George Square, we'll see a lot more people getting involved in the celebrations itself.
Okay, so why did you choose to come and help Citizen Relay? What's your opinions on the Olympic torch?
I think it's just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't think it will ever happen again in my lifetime, in many people's lifetimes. It's just so lucky to have it happen in our generation, that it passes through Glasgow as a city, especially just before the Commonwealth Games, where it will drum up a lot of support for sport and activity, especially amongst young people, inspire them to maybe come on to be a GB athlete in the future. I just think it's amazing for everyone to see this. It's a worldwide feature. It's not specific to a continent. Everyone in the world can get involved in the Olympics, and I think that's what we're doing in Great Britain, and especially in Glasgow today. It's just welcoming the whole world to the Olympics and really signifying what it's all about.
Okay. Thank you very much for speaking to us today.